We had to leave our house because there was a big tree by us. We were afraid that tree might land on us. That it made us go somewhere because that weather was bad, was going to be bad. Sure enough, when I turned around and I looked, the woods were running from. Oh, we didn't understand Indian that good. Here they are. That wind was right behind us. You could see them trees almost touching the ground. How bad it was. We didn't know. Tornado touchdown. They shoved us under the bed. I don't know how old we were. There was only three of us, Leonard, Spencer, me. They put us under the bed. Put stuff on top of the bed, so. It didn't hit anything inside the house. I mean, it didn't hit the house. But they were all standing by the door. There was a window there. They all watching that. They were watching that trees and they were almost touching the ground. They were kind of watching that big tree by our house. But they seen a branch fly out of there. But that big tree didn't go down. After he quieted down a bit, my dad pulled up. Come and check on it. He said one of the cabins. A tree landed in one of your cabins. Then he was afraid that big tree might have landed on us. But that big tree didn't go down. God, that hail was about that big. I seen it bounce off the porch. They told us to stay out of the window, so that's when they pushed us under the bed. Well, five of us kids were pushed under the bed. Nothing ever landed inside the house.
Was a tornado confirmed that day?
I guess, I don't know. Anyway, we all had to put tobacco in that. They built a fire inside a pail. All of us kids had to put tobacco there. Couldn't go outside. Then they put that pail outside the door. It was five of us kids that were shoved under that bed. I guess that was my aunt's house. Because she didn't have no trees around. Big trees, little ones they had. But we had one big tree by our house. They didn't want us to be there. Every storm we had to leave them. We had to vacate our house. I was driving people into a casino when you first got it. They said there was going to be a tornado. Got everybody from here. I thought I got everybody. Yeah, I forgot my mom. You didn't have to come after me, she said. I'm okay. I took her anyway. We just barely made it. Them guys took my car and parked it. I got everybody else but my mom. And Ben was at work. I took all my kids down to the casino. When he first opened it. But it didn't hit here. It hit here. So that's where it touched them. But be nosy, we drove over there. All them trees that were in that park were all down.
Where the landing is?
Huh?
Where that landing is?
No, right between the town, there was a strip there. There was trees. Road over there and the road over here.
Oh, the one they closed off? Where you could go down from the highway and on the lakeside, right?
Nope. Right in town.
Oh, okay, now I know what you're talking about.
It went this way by the hardware store, and the main road goes to Aiken.
Mm-hmm.
Right between there, that's where the trees all blew down. It destroyed one house, but nobody lived in it. So much traffic. Everybody that was being nosy.